This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Goodness, and welcome one and all to our very first show, Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Hey, a big thank you to Petra for hand claps and harmonies. I think it might even be in the studios. Had a few technical difficulties. It's not the first time at Joy, but we're here. Andy, welcome.
Thank you, Brett. Good evening, Australia. We nearly weren't here.
Do you know, I knew when I spilled that bloody hot chocolate on me tonight.
It was the start of something
great. Had an outfit wearing to go. I poured an entire cup of hot chocolate on the couch. I missed the cat, but doesn't matter. We're here now. Obviously, it's Chatterbox. It's you and I. We've been working on this for how many months?
Yeah, quite a while. We've done two pilots, which have been great, but tonight is our first official show.
I know. Can you believe it? Now, what is our concept of the show, my love?
Look, the concept of the show is really to get members of the GLBTI community into the studio to tell their story through, obviously, conversation and chat, because we're called Chatterbox.
Yep, yep.
But also through music, because music is such an important part of, I think, most people's lives, where it can really transport you back to a time, and it really does help in telling your story and your journey and getting you to where you are today.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, it's we've got our very first guest on our very first official first show, I should say.
We do, and we'll be introducing her after the first track. Now, her name is Carmen Hendricks, and she has got a voice like velvet dipped in honey. So you'll be hearing some great tracks from Carmen tonight, and she'll also be taking you on her own personal journey.
Now, obviously, you've got a few special quizzes.
Yeah, absolutely. We've
Carmen.
Got out of the box a little bit later on, which is a little bit embarrassing. It's where we ask some slightly awkward questions of our guests and have a bit of fun.
Hey, and also, because we're obviously going to the midnight hour as well, I'm also going to be playing a special, well, it's going to be called Midnight Summer, where I'll be playing a classic Donna Summer track every week. But Andy, we've got our first track of the night.
Look, absolutely. Probably the biggest challenge for me, I'm 46 years old, is staying awake at this hour. So I need a song that'll get me up and get me moving. And also, our listeners at home, stay away from the temazepam for the next hour. And get yourselves out of bed, turn the electric blanket off and get dancing, because our first track is an old club classic from the 80s. It's one of my favourites. It's Somebody Else's Guy by Jocelyn Brown.
I can't get off my horse, and I can't let you go. You are the one who, you are the one who makes me feel so.
You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Now, shut the funk up. That was the most wonderful track to open our first show with. The lovely Jocelyn Brown singing Somebody Else's Guy. And just to keep the energy levels up tonight, I am beyond thrilled to introduce our wonderful first guest, the gorgeous, the one and only Miss Carmen Hendricks. Welcome to the show, Carmen.
Thank you for having me.
Yay! Yay!
Golf clap.
Yay! Finally, I pressed the right button.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Carmen, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
My absolute pleasure.
My goodness. Now, timing.
timing.
Your timing is impeccable as opposed to mine.
It's like, you know, no. Once you finish this interview with me, you'll realize that my timing sucks.
Now, that's a slightly clumsy link, but it you is, have yeah, something totally. Incredibly exciting at the moment. Your new album, Timing.
Yes. 2.5 years in the making.
Wow.
Huge turnaround for me, because I came to a point of understanding I'm not going to chase what's so hot out there right now. I am going to write a piece of music that is reflective of my life, of who I am today as a woman, of my upbringing, of everything. And most importantly, I think I've got a lot to say, and I'm going to say it through music. So being on this show and what you guys are actually doing feels like it just makes sense.
Fantastic. It's a marriage made in heaven for us, this show.
It is.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. So how do you start an album? Is it just a song that just pops into your head and go,
because you wrote
it?
All the tracks,
I
didn't
wrote
you?
Each and every wow. track, and each and every instrument that you hear is that's all me. I obviously wow. got my musicians to come in and to do what they do best, to interpret what my chart said, but everything came from me. How that album came about is, for a long time I knew I need to write. And it was meeting a very, very important woman. It was actually the first gay woman that I'd met. Because for some reason, I just wanted to date straight women. Because I just thought that was amazing. No. So the first woman that I met that was gay was just beautiful. That just moved me in every way possible. And because of that, she yeah. was the muse. She was the beginning of me getting in touch with a whole bunch of things. And most importantly, I also realized when I met her and the significance of her in my life, that there was a timing that I needed to pay attention to. And yeah. even our immediate joining, I knew that wasn't right.
Yeah.
That there was something bigger that had to take place before we could actually be amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I ignored that.
And, as we do.
And just steamrolled into it.
And get those alarm bells.
Yes, and ballsed it up. But through that started the journey of writing this amazing piece of musical work. And as much as every moment with her was trial and tribulation and happiness and sadness, but she taught me so much. You know, yeah. I am the woman I am today because she was in my life and still is in my life, because we come back together. And once again, it's learning, it's evolving, it's growing. But that's why I wrote that album yeah. and why I now sit here and go, it's really important for me to pay attention to, there is a timing in life. There is an ebb and
absolutely.
Flow.
Absolutely.
And you need to pay attention to it.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to talk about the first track, because obviously part of being a guest on Chatterbox is you get to talk about the tracks that you're playing and the significance of it in your life. And the first track is Timing.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great start as well. Hey, you're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9, and I think the sax was by your flatmate, Kelly.
Miss Kelly Santon.
Oh, she knows how to play sax.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9, and that was Timing by our very, very special first guest on our very special first show of Chatterbox, the gorgeous, the one and only Miss Carmen Hendricks.
Yay!
Carmen, you were talking earlier about Timing being quite an autobiographical album for you.
Yes.
Take us back to the start of that story and tell us a little bit about Carmen Hendricks, the early years.
Okay, so born and bred and raised in South Africa, knowing that music was going to be a huge part of not just what I did, but who I was, that I was going to use that as a vessel to share. Also growing up in the heart of apartheid, you know, being classified by the color of my skin, yep. I just knew, and deciding I would like to be gay. I just knew that I just wanted to pick all the things that was challenging.
Just throw a few just, more obstacles
and yes,
up.
Yes, please. And a female in the music industry, beautiful, beautiful.
So and growing up, was there always music around you?
Food and music is the two most important parts of any South African culture.
What a wonderful combination.
I would say alcohol. Okay, I just did. And alcohol.
So what music did you listen to growing up? What did you used to sing into your hairbrush to? What was your
okay, so your we're talking Al Jarreau.
Wow.
We're talking Randy Crawford. Ah. We're talking Roberta Flack. We're talking Earth, Wind and Fire. We're talking Stevie Wonder. Ah. We're talking Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. We're talking some serious...
Sergio Mendes does not get discussed enough. I love his music.
He is phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, I did a show last week called Music Appreciation, and I did two Sergio Mendes tracks.
Fantastic.
And I explained to my audience, at the age of 5, cleaning is also a very important part of a South African's life. So I'm on my hands and knees with my cloth and I'm, you know, dusting and polishing. And the background music is One Note Samba by Sergio Mendes. Yeah. What 5-year-old singing Portuguese, dusting floor? Like, seriously? We should maybe talk about my issues.
So are you from a musical family or are you the sort of musical star of
so
the family?
So my mother's side were all classically trained musicians.
Wow.
That did massive orchestral pieces. Apparently my father's mother's father, so my father's grandfather, my father's grandfather was a very famous singer.
So it's in the blood.
So it's definitely in the blood, just by being
Joy, 94.9.
That's beautiful.
Look, we've got a few gremlins
That's,
tonight,
it's fine.
So please continue.
It's fine. I'm actually honoured that I'm, you know, doing this for the first time with you guys.
I'm just about to have a meltdown.
You're being
over
so
here.
Gentle with
and
me.
And you're being so professional.
I know.
And hats off to you, my darling.
Stay away from the buttons.
I know.
Isn't this what happens when you're popping someone's cherry? It's not pleasant. There's got to be some things that go through.
It's
fine.
Because you're still figuring out the equipment when you're popping somebody's cherry.
<I know. laughs>
It's fine.
So tell us about your second track tonight. The one you've chosen is How Many Times from your new album, Timing.
Okay, so I realised for the longest time I was searching in other relationships, in friends, in family, for the one thing that only I could give myself, which was self-love.
Yeah.
And that I neglected myself in so many ways, and that's what that track is about, the acknowledgement that I am my constant. I will be with me when I take my final breath.
Absolutely.
And so really that is the most important relationship ever to nurture, is the one with yourself.
Yeah.
So that's how that song came about.
Fantastic. Well, let's take a listen to your second track.
We're going to come back to the second track. We actually have to pay some bills first, guys.
Sure.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. Now, coming up is our special guest this evening, Carmen Hendricks, Second Choice. It's a track from her new album, Timing, and the track is How Many Times.
How many times have I forsaken you, left you all alone in the cold? How many times have I broken you, all because you didn't fit what I saw?
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andrew. For those of you that have just tuned in, Chatterbox is a weekly talk show where we invite members of the LGBTI community in to tell their story and tell their journey through conversation and chat, but also through song. And we are absolutely thrilled this evening to have our very first guest, the wonderful Carmen Hendricks, who is talking about her new album, Timing, which is quite an, well, very much an autobiographical album. Mm-hmm. Carmen, you mentioned before we played that last track that accepting yourself and learning to love yourself was a big part of your journey.
Absolutely.
Obviously, everybody's coming out journey is slightly different. Tell us a little bit about yours.
Well, I knew when I was in primary school, I knew that I was attracted to women, that that just felt right.
Yeah.
I also told myself, and I remember I was probably in, we call it sub B, which would have been grade one or two, or something like that. It was a dress-up day. I had a blue dress on with red shoes and a red ribbon in my head, God help us all, and said to myself, I like women and it's going to be a problem because yep. I'm was brought up as a strict Catholic.
Yeah.
And telling myself on that day, and I'm going to bury this and deal with it much later.
Yeah.
And it was there, it didn't go away, and I pretty much kept it a secret till I was 21.
And what happened at 21? Did you then start to accept it, or did you actually
actually told my mum when I was 21. I had met someone when I was 15,
yeah.
And we pretended to be best friends for a long time until we parted ways, yeah. And it just broke me, and I needed to lean on my family. So I then went to mum, and the best way that I could get it out was, Mom, I'm bisexual. Lies. Because I've never been with a man ever.
It's a toe in the water. Yeah, let's face it.
It's quite interesting you raise that, because I think a lot of people say that in the process, and why we say that when none of us have ever been bisexual.
Right.
Because bisexuals are a whole different.
Exactly.
I don't want to say category. Category is really a bad part of part of the community, I should say.
Yep.
But it's interesting, a lot of people say that when they're coming out and they're trying to deal with it.
Well, I just thought if that came out, it would give them a bit of hope that I'm not too sure. Where I'm like, woman, I knew when I was in primary school.
Yeah,
it's as clear as day, but I'm just trying to save you a little bit of something. And that's when I kind of came out. I also then came out to my community, and it wasn't received very well at all. I was probably one of the first female South Africans here in Melbourne, and I lost a lot of friends and family, and people blamed their kids coming out because of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Absolutely. Yeah. They were like, that Carmen girl. I'm like, oh, if I had the power. But I don't. Even though 4 out of my 5 boyfriends are now gay.
Maybe you do have
I do have the power. I'm witchy poo. I'm witchy poo. So I get told often.
So tell us a little bit about your third track that you've chosen, which is Cat 3 from your new album, Timing.
So Cat 3 was me finally accepting, you know what, this music thing, it's you.
Yeah.
You're actually okay at it, and just what you do, just do it and do it with pride.
Yeah.
And it was a song for me to just go, you're okay, let's do it. And I speak about myself as a performer, about the fact that the lyrics that come out of me, I call it golden because I try to write from a point of truth.
Yeah.
And it was just me just finally just being okay, because I struggled with that too, knowing that I'm choosing a career that people go, so what do you do as a real job?
That must really infuriate most artists.
Say they clearly have to be people that have never seen you live, because if anybody ever saw you live, I sound like a super fan, but if anybody ever saw you live, they wouldn't ask you what you did for a real job. Because you're single-handedly responsible, just so you know, for getting this old body back onto a dance floor after a 10-year absence.
See, I heard about that, but I didn't. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Carmen, I'd like you to announce your own song, which is
Cat 3 on the Carmen Hendricks album, self-titled Timing.
And can I say, I loved the first version. I even love this version more.
Thank you.
Hey, you're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. We've got Carmen Hendricks in the studio. Hey, you're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. We, Andy and I, it's our first show. Carmen, there has been so many SMSs and emails because obviously the gremlins in the studio has just decided to deliver them all at this time. First one we want to say is a big thank you from Karen all the way from Perth saying, hi, Andrew and Brett, enjoying the show, including the gremlins. Loving listening to Carmen's songs and stories. Classy first guest.
Ooh, nice.
Hey, now we've gone international as well.
Oh.
We've got a listener from Seoul in South Korea. Yes, Joy reaches this far, just not any further north. Big wall to keep the gays out. Moira and Dr. Ross of St. Kilda have said, loving your work, boys. We're wrapped in our breads, pretending we are boogieing down with you two. Unlike you, through the eyelids and that we're shutting very soon. I'm getting stuck on my words. And finally, it wouldn't be a show that Andrew and I do without a shout-out from my darling sister, Sissy. Well done on the first show. You sound great despite all the gremlins. You need a Ghostbuster in the studio tonight. I think that's just an out call. Hey, look, we're still talking about the album, and obviously we want to know, what are you listening to now? What's influencing you now?
I listen to a lot of neo-soul artists, Jill Scott, Yolanda Adams, Corinne Bailey-Ray. Alicia Keys is someone that I just, from a songwriting perspective, she's just amazing.
Yep.
She's got depth to her. John Legend, Angie Stone. You know, Sia. Sia is another amazing...
I was going to ask, actually. I mean, there are two really successful Australian female artists that have broken internationally recently, being obviously Sia, and the other one being Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on both of those?
I'll be honest. The Iggy, I haven't really been, you know, drawn to, but Sia, and also because my roommate, Kelly Santon, used to be Sia's roommate when they lived together in London.
Oh, wow.
So Kelly often shares wonderful stories about her, and just the fact that she's, besides being disgustingly talented, she's just so real.
Yeah.
She calls a spade a spade. She's true to herself, and she has broken through in an industry that, you know, is sometimes hard to break through when you want to be real. And that is the other voice in my head that comes out every now and again.
Step away from the buttons,
Brett. I'm so sorry. I was just doing a little bit of work on the bike in between chats. I do apologise for that.
Come on, we were talking earlier on and saying we were lucky enough to... We've heard you live 3 or 4 times now, and you're an amazing live artist.
Thank you.
But do you prefer playing live or the recording and writing process?
I'm going to say that... It's a fine line. I can get lost in that studio because I just do. And then when I'm on stage and I'm able to share with people and touch them and feel their energies, that's just beautiful too.
Yep.
So really is a tough call for me to make what I prefer. What I would like to have happen is the energy of performing live to bring that into that room where you're just singing to a, you know, puffy microphone and a pop shield. I can't really get sexy with it like I do when I get on stage. You know what I'm talking about. I'm all sexy.
Now, how hard was it? Because Timing is such an autobiographical and personal album. Mm-hmm. How hard was it to release it onto the world?
You know what? It was easy.
Really?
Because I was ready. I'd been through this recording industry, this career of mine. I went and lived in America. I went and chased my tail and worked with a lot of amazing people, only to realize it is now time for me to be so real and so honest. And I'm wanting to do that. And so writing that album about everything and not being afraid to speak about my sexuality, about the struggles, growing up in apartheid, whatever. So it was quite easy for me to go, here's the real me. Some of you are going to like me. Some of you are not. Some of you are going to think I'm weird. Some of you are just going to question, but I don't care because I'm ready to just be me.
I suppose that's the name of the album, Timing.
Yeah,
the timing was right.
It was right. Everything's right.
Absolutely. Now, obviously being you as well, this is the time where Andrew's going to offer some embarrassing questions about yourself.
Go on, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Are you ready?
Excellent.
Are you ready?
This is a little section called Out of the Box, and it's where we really like to ask some awkward, embarrassing questions of our guests.
Yes.
Okay, the first one is, who was your first crush?
So when I was explaining the blue dress and the red shoes and the red bow,
yep.
It was my standard one teacher. And she asked me to sing at her wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
As I sang at her wedding, I cursed that husband. I thought, you don't deserve her. I want her. She's mine. And as I sang the song as she walked down the aisle, it hurt because I wanted to marry her. So that was my first crush. Yeah.
Now, the next question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
Okay, so Carmen Hendricks got the lead role of Diana Ross in a Motown review show for a year that toured Melbourne and the outskirts of Victoria. And they put me in a onesie bodysuit, which I have got booty and I have got boobs.
There's no hiding in a onesie.
Yeah, and also I have a very interesting... Yes, and that was on show every night, very tightly,
oh, no.
And as much as I said, guys, can we do something? I am black, and there is a bit of push from behind and push from the front, so guess what? The middle bit is protruding. I did this for a year, and every now and again, the cast and crew would go, is it 20 cents? What do we do with this?
Kidding.
And I'm like, you know what? That's really not cool. So that was the most embarrassing thing that I had to do for a year. And sometimes I question whether people just came to the show because I'm so gorgeous and talented or fill in the blank.
See, most people, when we ask them what's the most embarrassing thing they wore, they maybe wore it once or twice. You had to wear it for a whole year.
Yep. And it was red and it had like silver sparkles and they put this ridiculous black wig on me and... Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The last question is, what's the most embarrassing song on your iPod?
Oh, my God. New Kids on the Block.
Which one?
Step by Step.
Get out.
I know.
I'm that embarrassed to say that's one of the coolest on mine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's all right. You know what? It's all right because there's that time I've got... far too many Eurovision songs from the 60s and the 70s, so I really shouldn't judge. Andrew, what's yours?
I've got Donnie and Marie singing it, making it all up to you. So I don't think it can possibly get much lamer than what it can because there's other things that I'm actually not
there
prepared
is.
To say. If Donnie and Marie is the acceptable one, can you imagine what the others are?
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9, and we're just about to wrap up, so we'd like to say a huge thank you to our very, very special, very first guest, the wonderful Carmen Hendricks. Thank you so much, Carmen.
Thank you for having me. Truly honoured.
Now, Carmen, your new album, Timing, which we've been talking about tonight,
yes.
is available on iTunes?
It is available on iTunes.
Ding!
Ding, ding, ding.
And if our Joy listeners or people who are going, because this will be podcast later on,
yes.
if people want to find out more about you and your music, where do they go to?
Facebook.
Yep.
Carmen Hendricks. Facebook.
Fantastic. So Facebook's / Carmen Hendricks.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Go to Carmen's page. And if you can see there's some live gigs coming up, do yourself
yes,
a favour and go.
I have an amazing social media team, Green Bean, that puts things on regularly every day. So you will know exactly where I'm at.
Carmen, thank you so much for coming in. It's been
thank
wonderful
you.
Having you, and it's been wonderful getting you to tell us about your journey and tell us about your fantastic new album.
Thank you. I appreciate once again this honour to be your first. Pop
oh
your cherry.
And
you guys have you've made it so effortless for me, so thank you.
Bless. Hey, look, okay, so this is the time of the show where I'm going to play a Donna Summer track out to midnight because it is almost the midnight hour and we're all going to turn into pumpkins very shortly.
What track are you playing, Brett?
Well, look, it's so hard. Look, there's just been a new album. It was actually released about a year ago and it was called Love to Love You, Donna.
Mm.
And it was some top DJs all over the world and they decided to remix their favourite Donna Summer tracks. The version of this on the album sucked. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to play the original on the radio because we are on the radio tonight. And why? Because it's a Donna Summer track, clearly there's going to be a big build-up. So I just want to say a big thank you to Carmen.
Thank you.
for coming in, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Please.
Andy, do you have any final words for our final for our first show?
Good night, Australia. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Good night, Australia.
Good night.
It must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Whoa, I was so surprised and shocked, and I wondered too if by chance you heard it for yourself. I never told the soldiers how I've been feeling over you, but they said it really loud, they said it on the air, on the radio, whoa, on the radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.